You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Curtis J. Cerna, the president and CEO of Songistry, an online community for songwriters and music professionals worldwide. Mr. Cerna, pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's great to be here, Eric. Thank you very much for the invitation.
And you're most welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So for the benefit of our listeners, if you would give us an overview of what Songistry is to kick things off today.
Sure, absolutely. Pleased to. So Songistry is a global social community for songwriters and music professionals. We're actually an engagement marketplace that helps build out one's personal network within the music industry. We help facilitate collaborations and financial transactions for professional and indie songwriters, whether they're published or not, that don't necessarily always have access to real opportunities to monetize their music. So we help manage copyrights, and we ensure that the metadata attached to content is disseminated to those stakeholder groups that have an interest in that content, such as PROs, being performance rights organizations, music labels, music publishers, and all in a centralized manner. That's what Songistry is all about. We're all about the music.
Excellent. And in your role as president and CEO of Songistry, what makes this platform so disruptive?
Well, first of all, disruptive technology will typically creates a new market and value network, and will eventually disrupt that existing market and value network, thus displacing established perceived competitors. So there have been obviously some great innovators that have brought disruptive technologies to market, and clearly I don't need to really go into a lot of detail describing the brilliance of Steve Jobs, but here's the thing. The music industry has a massive issue with transparency and copyright accuracy and validation, which came to the forefront in the class action suit by songwriters against digital service providers that included Spotify, Tidal, and Rhapsody. And although Spotify has brokered a settlement with the National Music Publishers Association, the issue continues, where much of the content available on Spotify today face unresolved copyright issues. It's estimated that 22% of all content on DSPs are referenced as black box royalties, where payment does not occur due to issues with the copyright, as DSPs are basing their payment methodology on 10 points of metadata, which often is not enough to determine who to pay. And with that said, the industry as a whole makes it very difficult for users of copyrights to know how to pay the correct people. And the industry is invested in payments not reaching the right people in the right way. So there have been many companies that have attempted to solve the daunting challenges surrounding copyright accuracy and metadata management, including the decentralized approach of .blockchain. At the core, what makes Songistry really disruptive is the simple fact that everyone that has come before Songistry to solve these challenges have done so from a top-down perspective versus Songistry's approach being a bottoms-up approach, using a centralized methodology versus decentralized. So what does that exactly mean? It means that we're addressing the issues at the source of creation, being the songwriter. Simply, we are attaching up to 90 points of metadata versus 10 that are being used today to track and make it easier for songwriters to be paid and for publishers, labels, and DSPs to know whom to pay. Yes, we help with collaboration, and there's also that social networking component. And yes, we have created a marketplace, but at the core, we're all about the data management and making sure we disseminate that data appropriately. So that's really our focus as an organization and what makes Songistry disruptive in the marketplace.
And a fine explanation, much appreciated. Now, how does Songistry further empower songwriters?
Well, here's an interesting stat. 96% of songwriters that belong to a performance rights organization, and every country has them, they're in place to help manage the disbursement of royalties, and earn less than $100 per year from their craft. So that's 96% of their membership that belong to PROs. And so why is that? It often boils down to access to real opportunities. So here's an example. There could be a prolific songwriter in, let's say, Des Moines, Iowa, who has written 10 great songs, but how do they generate any revenue from their craft and make people aware of their music? Well, Songistry will tag their music, and it becomes searchable against projects that are uploaded to the Songistry platform. All of a sudden, the song created in Des Moines, Iowa is matched perfectly for a placement into a television show being filmed in Los Angeles or in Europe. We further assist that songwriter in licensing their music to the studio and even go as far as to publish that songwriter if they would like us to manage their copyrights going forward. It's an all-encompassing suite of services that bring real opportunities forward that were often unreachable to indie artists and even published artists in the past. So that's how we really empower songwriters.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Curtis J. Cerna, the president and CEO of Songistry, an online community for songwriters and music professionals worldwide here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Cerna, what is, in your opinion, the most compelling reason artists should join Songistry?
Well, first and foremost, the platform was created by an accomplished songwriter for songwriters. Songistry was conceived by my partner, Justin Gray, who really understands the inner workings of the music industry. Justin has successfully worked with songwriters from all over the world and is a music producer who works with some of the top artists in the world. And he knows that there was a better way to manage the workflows of songwriters and all the stakeholders within the music industry. So at the core, we believe everyone deserves the same opportunity to earn from their music, and we're putting the songwriter in control of their future. So it's a service that is very compelling to the marketplace as a whole.
And from everything I'm seeing here, it certainly makes sense. Now, lastly, what else should listeners know about Songistry in conclusion?
Well, first and foremost, Songistry is really all about the music. We've built a more connected world for creators and, you know, the peer-to-peer protocols that empower these creators to reach their audiences and earn a living. The main focus and objective of the platform is to ensure a more fair trade and transparent and rewarding music industry for rights holders and really eliminating confusion and dysfunction within the industry. It's really ripe for disruption. It's very dysfunctional today. However, at the end of the day, the company is made up of very passionate individuals that believe in the vision established by Justin and myself. And Songistry, like I said, is all about the music. And the music really reminds us every day why we're here and why we strive for perfection. And it's we all know music is universal, and we know that the effect that music can have on society as a whole. So, I mean, there's no question that the world needs music, and music needs creators and thinkers and dreamers and visionaries and influencers and believers, which really drive our product design and all of our technology decisions. So we're thrilled to be launching this new platform, and we've already got songwriters from all over the world jumping on board and subscribing to the services. So we're extremely excited about the future of the platform and the value it delivers to everyone within the stakeholder community, within that whole music value chain, if you will.
Well, Curtis, it has been great to have had you, and certainly appreciate your time and wish you all the best and continued success. I'm sure our listeners want to know before you go where they can get all the details on Songistry.
Well, the best way to learn more about the platform is to visit us at www.songistry.com. And we'd welcome any feedback and any visits to the site, for sure.
Again, Curtis, it has been great to have had you. Continued success, and certainly wish you all the best. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you for your time and for extending the invitation.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Curtis J. Cerna, the president and CEO of Songistry, an online community for songwriters and music professionals worldwide. And for more information, simply visit songistry.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.